Our first question is for Dr. Burns. Can you briefly explain to us what laminitis is and how it affects horses, and how specifically endocrine disorders are maybe different than other types of causes of laminitis?
Sure. So laminitis, it's an interesting question. And it actually, you know, it's a disease that we talk about all the time. It almost goes hand in hand with talking about horses. It's so common. But it actually can be somewhat difficult to explain to someone who doesn't stare at horse feed all day, and even to people who do. So laminitis, it's a pretty unique disease. And essentially, the distal limb of the horse is a heavily modified digit, and at the end of it is the hoof capsule. And the hoof capsule is connected to the bony column within the digit by this heavily modified dermal epidermal structure called the digital lamellae. If you were to dissect a foot of a horse, at the subgross and histologic level, this lamellar connection between the coffin bone and the hoof wall sort of looks very similar to very heavily modified Velcro, if you will, to use an analogy. And it looks like that for a reason. It's to really provide a maximum surface area for the attachment between the hoof capsule and the coffin bone to really ensure that that's a strong and durable connection to provide support for the athleticism and weight and power of an animal of this size, to provide that kind of support. So essentially, if you were to try and find an analogy between the end of your digit, your finger, and the end of the horse's digit, if you imagine your fingernail wrapped around the end of your finger, the connection between your fingernail and the nail bed is very analogous to the digital lamellae, which connect the hoof wall to the coffin bone. And so laminitis is the name of the disease that occurs when that connection, the dermis and the epidermis that forms those lamellae, separates, and the connection between the hoof capsule and the coffin bone is disrupted, or in a lot of cases lost in certain areas around the circumference of the hoof capsule. And what happens in that case is the coffin bone and the digital column is destabilized and can essentially rotate move within the hoof capsule and disrupt the alignment of those things. How it affects horses, it really disrupts the mechanical stability of the digit, for one, and two, it's incredibly painful. It now can be managed as a chronic disease, more so than we used to think in the past. And so there's talking about laminitis now is a bit different than it was 20 years ago, but still it's proven itself to be durably a very difficult disease to treat, even though we know more now than we used to be. It's incredibly common. It's associated with a lot of different diverse disease etiologies in horses, and it represents an incredible both humane and financial burden to the equine industry around the world. And so it's a very important disease of horses. We know a lot more now than we used to, but there's aspects of it that are still quite mysterious, unfortunately.
Yeah. I, like Dr. Manfredi, had that pony that had laminitis as a kid, and that was the end of the road at that time. So it's fortunate that we have researchers like you two who are looking for ways to help manage these horses and keep them going longer.